Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With us in studio today. I don't think there has ever been a week that we need some good news. How are you?
Bit of joy to the airwaves, Andrea, as always.
Yeah, we've been asking people today to get in touch and to tell us what makes their perfect day.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Yeah, well, Andrea, that was the question that struck Dignan Folk. He's a researcher at the University of Pennsylvania in the US. And it was a question that struck him, I suppose, what makes a good day and how does it kind of, I suppose, happen for everyone and different things
well,
like that.
Presumably it's different for everybody.
I suppose it is, but generally across the board, it came into a lot of data and a lot of research and different things like that. And through their findings and their different bits of research from the data sets they were viewing, they found spending between 30 minutes and 2 hours socialising a day was linked to higher odds of reporting of a good day, which I think we'd all agree that doing
socializing.
So a little bit of socializing, I suppose, meeting people outside of, I suppose, what would be your work day. Meeting people to
maybe for
a walk, meeting people, your friends, your family, stuff like that. The same was true for up to 6 hours of work a day. So I know here in Ireland, a lot of people's general work day is either kind of a 12-hour work day or an 8-hour work day.
Not yours, Carlo Sullivan.
What are you saying?
I know.
So 6 hours of work generally is reported to be a good day. And up to 4 hours of exercise, which I think is a lot.
Jesus, 4 hours?
So maybe
I'm dying for 4 hours of exercise.
People are probably, I may be walking to work and then maybe the gym later on. I don't know. 4 hours kind of is a big one for me. I was like, if I get one in the evening, that's doing well. And then up to kind of 5 hours with family and friends is the max. So I think, like we say in the start, 30 minutes to 2 hours is the sweet spot for socialising with your friends. What makes a good day for you?
Yeah, the socialising aspect, definitely. See, you forget that because your friends, the people you pick.
This is it,
you know, that's not to say I don't love spending time with my family, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it comes down to, I suppose, not necessarily working all the time. So if you're on a weekend.
A day off, a lie-in, yeah. Meeting friends, doing something nice.
Yeah, going for a nice walk or something, bit of lunch. Like that. That's a good day for me.
I love those kind of days.
Yeah, and then kick the feet up later on and relax.
Doing very little, actually.
Do you know what? We need to do more of that, doing very little, because we're all uptight at the moment. But yeah, it comes back to being in a good mood and the freedom, I suppose, of spending your time with which way you want to.
Now, the old school games are back booming.
Yeah, so this actually caught my eye because every morning I'm coming into work and I see children on screens, and I know they're great to kind of distract your kids and stuff like that when you're on a busy commute. But this research is done, and it came out yesterday, and up to 70% this has come up in the last year for retro style fun has had a surge. So your likes of your Operation and your Twister and things like that. Did you have board games?
I loved Operation. If it's the game I'm thinking, this is the board game where you had like kind of a tweezers as a child, and you were like the doctor and you had to move all the different
Grey's Anatomy.
I loved it.
It was great. And it's one of those things that is coming back into vogue, and people are saying there's digital fatigue amongst kids. Now, it's not necessarily something we see, but children are enjoying the games that their parents played, and I suppose their parents are probably enjoying teaching their kids different things like that. What I used to love was dinkies, you know, like toy cars, like Hot Wheels and all them.
Oh, really?
I had about 100 of them. And I used to bring them everywhere with me. And I think they need to come back.
Yeah.
Little lads playing with toy cars.
Right,
like making their own fun. Jenga, Simon Says, all them.
I wasn't a big Jenga fan. Loved Twister, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think people get back into Twister the more they get older. Not games nights and things like that. But like, I think listeners out there maybe should try cracking out the old board games or something like that.
That's great. I'm delighted to hear they're back booming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, they've launched a search for the very best in the country.
Who let the dogs out?
I suppose what we'll call it is the Gossies for pets.
It's baby Bonnie competition.
Yeah.
on steroids nationwide.
Absolutely. It's Crofts on steroids.
But I can't believe there's going to be... You're telling me there's going to be Ireland's best dog?
Ireland's best pet. So Pet Many has launched this. It's the Ruby Hearts Award 2026. And pet parents can submit their stories of how, I suppose, cuddly, brave or life-changing their pets are that are
and
in their life.
Carl, that's not winning. It needs to be an X Factor story. It needs to be the kitten was found in the bin and it was, do you know, it has to be this kind of now.
Well, I only ever had goldfish as a pet.
Really?
So I was never a pet person. But you can nominate your dog or your cat or your gerbil or whatever there is in a load of different categories. So we've Rescue Pet 2026. That's where you'll get the big winners. That's winning. The Golden Oldie, which also people will, you'll see it and you'll feel bad for it, I think. But the Bravest Pet, often you see dogs out there that are trained to do a lot of different things and a lot of service dogs.
It's amazing what they can do.
Your Favourite Feline 2026 also in there. Family Pet 2026 and Best Friendly Workplace, which often we see more and more of nowadays.
I'm glad it's not here anyway. So.
Yeah, me too, Andrea. And then Petfluencer 2026.
Do you know we were only talking to a pet influencer on the show yesterday.
No way.
Yeah, like managed to give up, Duncan Tout managed to give up his job as a full-time carpenter and semi-professional rugby player to basically run his dog, which was a Frenchie, wasn't it, to run its social media account.
Isn't it bizarre what does
the
well?
The dog is making that much money that he,
that he can give up his job.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? He can absolutely apply for these prizes. Prizes up to €5,000. And winners are chosen by the public, which you'll often see people feeling sorry
Where
for.
Where do you enter for this?
So it's heading over to the Ruby Heart Awards online and you'll find everything you need to know there.
I've heard it all now.
Are you a Madonna fan?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'd love to see her.
Oh, me too. I know, like I say, she hasn't been around for a while, but she is making a comeback, according to sources.
She's kind of like a Kylie Minogue. For me, like that's sort of.
Yeah, when
I saw Kylie
at Electric Picnic,
was that two or three years ago?
Yeah, about two. Never have really thought to pay for it.
Oh,
but when I saw her, she was
unbelievable.
So sources say that Madonna could be making a comeback as soon as this Friday. So her 15th studio album is in the making and it's her first release since 2019's Madam X. But she's going back to work with Stuart Price, who she worked with on the track Hung Up. And like people, that reminds people of like the good old days of Madonna, like when she like was out dancing, like sampling ABBA was just so iconic. But she said she'd love to go back and work with the likes of Britney Spears again. Remember they had Me Against the Music in 2003.
God, yeah, the controversy around that.
Hopefully there's a bit of, it's Confessions of a Dance Floor Part 2. So that was 2005 was part 1 when we had Hung Up and Me Against the Music and whatnot. So hopefully it'll be Madonna's resurgence into the pop world.
Brilliant. Finally.
Hello.
Hey.
Your machine.
Yes.
You clearly know your stuff.
Yeah, Fokker in Law, the fourth installment of Meet the Fokkers or Meet the Parents, which kind of came out a long time ago.
Sorry, so there's three?
There's four.
So already?
Meet the Parents, Meet the Fokkers.
I've seen those two.
Little Fokkers was 2010, where the kids were introduced. And I suppose this is Fokker in Law, where the kid, Henry, has a new partner.
So this is when you begin to realise that the franchise now has run its course.
I don't think so.
Well, no?
Personally, I love the franchise. So,
right.
And I think a lot of people are big fans. But Henry, who is Ben Stiller's son in it, now has a fiancée who is Ariana Grande. So she's taking her acting strengths to another level here in Fokker in Law, which we can see the trailer of later today, Andrea.
Oh, brilliant. Carl O'Sullivan, thanks a million for bringing us a little bit of joy this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.